rolling. This is rolling. Joe, you guys, we're getting this.
Hey, y'all. Hey.
There's six sections, and just tell you a little bit about what is going on. So this first section has to do with sort of creation. In the Greek myth, Prometheus and his brother actually created man. So this is sort of the creation, the beginning, the before there was anything. So without further ado, turn off those cell phones. I had to throw that in there. Here is the Prometheans.
There are stories with beginnings and stories with endings. And then there are stories whose beginning is the ending, whose endings begin another, whose particulars seem quite familiar. They are stories we know and live and have lived and continue living. Stories about love, stories about hate, stories about losing or gaining, or rising or falling. Stories with morals, stories we recognize because they are ours. Because they are ours. The planting, the striving, the ending in nothing. And we bring back stories, these carved reliefs of a humble art. We are the Prometheans.
We are the witnesses.
The children of others.
The makers of meals.
The eaters of apples.
The users of forks.
We are pranksters, lunatics, poets, golden from the sun and late nights.
We glow and shine like stars.
These nighttime princes
and undersea warriors.
We churn.
We know the dark.
We live in it.
We are a small group of people living on the Isle of the Blessed in the middle of a very brown river. We gather multicolored eggs from our own chickens and eat them for breakfast. We are mostly omnivorous, except for those who are vegetarians and except for that one guy in the corner who only eats veal parmesan. We strum instruments, often with abandon and occasionally with purpose. We are very good at scary stories, hide and seek, sardines, and freeze tag. We walk from there to there to there, run fast, away, and towards. We move in twos and maybe threes, and some of us walk alone. We are not the time we spend cleaning our fingernails or touching teeth on teeth. We are
I, and I am we,
and we are you,
and sometimes them,
but never us.
We can ride a velvet cloud to the milk and honey seas.
Riding in a big white balloon on a paper wave of broken dreams.
Everybody knows your name, but Shadows hover on the walls. Assembly lines like waterfalls. They're gonna drown us all.
Gonna drown us all.
So this next part is was actually inspired by the title of the tune, which is called Avalon, which I assume referenced the Jersey Shore. But in Greek mythology, Avalon was sort of an Eden. So I wanted to look at the moment after creation, where you have nothing else, where you just have sort of perfection, and how perfection can just turn into need for more. So that's our investigation of this next number called Avalon.
Touching hands as the sun sets out across the sea beach. walking barefoot through the parking lots and back to our room.
Bundling and night vision. They are all sort of second nature. We did not really know the opposite of those things. We are evolution to believe that there is nothing but the cold and the freezing. There is warmth, of course, in the world. Move to Bermuda and roast on the beach, or in other people, other living things. You press them up to you, you huddle and hold, and warmth is exchanged. But if you want to keep your wits about you, if you want to steer clear of the madness and lost hope that comes with all that huddling and holding, it's a messy business, that huddling and holding. It gets confusing. I would recommend the layering or the moving to Bermuda.
The person we currently stand next to, we doubt that they're aware of this. It's easier to be unaware, to live in the dark, to live without questioning, to remain strange, to live without light. The person we currently stand next to could be the answer to our great question. But more often than not, it's better, it's easier never to ask. Sometimes a light shines inside the person we currently stand next to. And sometimes they just want to move to Bermuda.
Surety is fleeting. Like the sun, it comes and goes, and one day it will rise and never set again. One day it'll just go dark. And I realize how much that darkness is. Regardless of the noise we make, hitting, kicking, screaming, regardless of the songs we sing, the children we have, the money we make, the darkness will always be more in fields, with stars, with rain, and skin, and confusion. It always seems to come back to this, to the dusk.
So, this next bit that we're going to take a look at is inspired by a song by Over Underground called Carolina. Something that I was dealing with a lot in dealing with this project was, what a martyr is, if Prometheus's acts were more meaningful to him or to the people that pushed him to do it, the people that he created, his brothers. So we sort of created this dramatic action that the people around him are sort of pushing him to do this, that they want desperately to have fire, to have light all the time, to have more. And he's questioning their needs. So we took a song that was apparently a breakup song and created this sort of interesting dichotomy between a beautiful sort of anthem and the questioning of that anthem.
We are human. They tell us we are incomplete. They tell us to search for the answers. And we search and we search and we search. And we found him. The seed. We put it in the ground and we watched it. He told us of an eternal light and he promised it to us. And we watered the seed and we watched it. And we sunned it and we watched it and we watered it and we sunned it and we watched it. And we watched and watered and sunned and hoped and prayed and watered and sunned and wished and loved and kept and held and sunned and watered and kissed and held and sunned and moon and watered and we watched it. And we watched it. And it grew. It grew. And it grew into a man who knew the answer to our questions. And it grew into a man who said he found light. And it grew into our hope. It grew into our warmth, and we found warmth in it, in him. And maybe we were putting all our multicolored eggs in one basket, but I guess that's part of creating a martyr.
Was capable of. I, of course, anticipated and hoped and moved forward in my planning, but mostly other people looked at me and where they hoped I'd go and where I ended up going, and they told me. They looked upon me with an unchanging focus. They wanted me to save them from the selves they'd come up against in the darkness. They sought knowledge, they sought answers. They searched within their natural confines for something greater than themselves. And they called upon me. And why did they call upon me? Because I am a man who has been bestowed with a greater purpose. And rather than shirk that responsibility, rather than cower in the ever-present night, I answered their call. I gave to them the opposite of darkness. I brought them light.
So this next bit is inspired by a song called The Desert, which is like this crazy jamming rock craziness. And it's sort of dealing with the idea that once you reach that high, once you get that thing you're looking for, what is that about and what is that feeling and what is the coming down from that high? So this is The Desert.
They wanted me to find the other.